Parak Bay is Mishnah Dalit and Kalim. Panish Yishmi Beis Kibbul Shema Tamir. Panish has a Beis Kibbul for the Shaman. That's Tamish. And Beis Kibbul is going to be Tar. So he said that Dove is that a Kli? The Beis Kibbul also saying if it doesn't have Beis Kibbul for the Shaman, even if it has Beis Kibbul for the Ner, it's going to be Tar. Why? Because Beis Kibbul Ner doesn't have a Toich, the Ner just on top of it. Therefore, it doesn't have a Shem Beis Kili. As the finest wall, smaller size, it's not called Beis Kibbul because it's not made of Kabbalah's and Ner, just stop from the wind, and therefore it's not considered a base kibbutz. The Ravada is talking about mukaf. If it would be mukaf, we call all the sides, we call it clear as a base kibbutz. Why? Because the fact that it's a kibbutz, the nair, that's alone to be considered a base kibbutz. But the reason over here is talking about that there's only one side, which is one day, and therefore it's not considered a base kibbutz. Because the Machoik Shushan, as he said, the Dover is that base kibbutz of a nair is not a base kibbutz. Just log in from the wind. It's them, or the said David. Somewhere where there aren't four sides over here, there's only one side. That's the reason why it's mitar. As a different matter, the ramblers, the panis is made, has a lot of holes in order to come out. The reason why it's next to the toik has a lot of holes. The pshat is ramblers. She tosses in Mishnah Gimel says avasa koloi mitar because it has a lot of holes. It's next to the toik. Chavias mechadis in the holes on the side. It's also about the same toik. So the other Rishonim will hold over the Avash HaKalim is because there's never Toich. There's not in the cover pocketed in Toich. So we have to say different Svara. And it's not in the cover. We'll give it to you, Shabseich Batar. Shagrim about Tomeya. Is that the one you Gomer about where you put the Kli after it has finished its Surah is Tomeya because it has a rim around it that was going to be Tomei. And Shem came with that Schala. It doesn't have a base kibble that was going to be Tar. Ashlands. The Famalach and Magufa, he learns that the Yisrael Dove is that your Mizaych Pesach means that you're going to make it Pesach wider and it's tar because it's not Nigmar Malach Toy. It's Gurmak Mikhiris. Achara. Basically, it's basically the Yitzhak and Magufa Yisrael and Pisman Sabis and Pisman Rachav. And Shu Pesach will also like a Pesach Toyra. She's not like a malach, they're going to be cheres. Gwimer, but Pesach Tzai is going to be Tumeya. The Yisod HaDov is that's not like a malach, and that's the Yisod HaDov why it's going to be. It's like going to be cheres, and therefore that's the Yisod HaDov why it's going to be Tar. Out that this Gemara is going like the Shita, like Romeo is cheres when it's Gemara Malacha, even before you put into the fire, it's going to be a Kabbalah Tumeya. That's how it is a Gemara Malacha, but not. According to the Chamin, which say that cheres, not come to tell you in the kibshan, so even Maguva Shogimba is not going to be telling me to put in the kibshan. Rav says it likes the first shot better. Talks about the batons in the Tar. It's a Kli which you use for a wine and shaman, and it doesn't have a base kibble, it's more like a funnel, and therefore it's going to be Tar. Even though it's a Kli Cheris, according to some things, doesn't need a base kibble, it's enough that has a Toich. Why is it over here considered a toich? He said it over here is because being that he needs a shimush, being that I just use the pour water wine through it, just have varab almas, not the mishtamish with it, that's not called a shimush. So, Chilin's Tomination of Shalmida, the pshat is that they measure the. It's normal to go ahead and measure it. What he does is the Reichel puts his finger there, it makes it stuff up the. After is he takes away his finger and the shaman goes down into the kli. If it's a kol out to the kabbalah, it's considered it's going to be tamei. That is the dafka shel cheres even shel eitz. I just want to say dafka cheres and mitamei. Eitz is mitark. It doesn't have a kibbol. It's not considered. It's only considered a toich. And therefore, it's dafka kli cheres and not kli eitz. I might say state and teisef to come up a fairish mashma for the eitz kli atzach b'yichus tam b'shar v'chelam. That's mashma that's called the beis kibbul. And that would be tami. It says, v'nei shemateh atzim riach v'lo l'keach. The kibbul says it's you put on the side and you let the keach smell it. And therefore on the side it's called that's as the kabbalah. Shutai, Rabbi Kiva is not cooking with them. Cereals at a mashpech, which is made from Medina Makabatoma, is mostly not made the Kabbal, it's Kabbatoma, because they do Makabamashkin, like they are tired. Mashenkein. Rav Yehuda Ben Tzeres Kolek Rav Akiva. He says the pshat is that since it can't be done in the mala ifen, that's on the side, therefore it's nishkan kol. There's kibbutz, and therefore it's going to be tar. The Rambam, the only time it's called Osi the Kabbalah, because you put it on the side. In fact, the Umidah is not called Osi the Kabbalah. What's he say? The David, the Chazan Yechazkel says in Berak Bezach, Rambam holds that Kiva argues, and he holds that since you can't be moved, let's put your finger there. That's not called a cliche. So it's kibble, and therefore it has to be the daf gets on the side. Kisei Mishnei Kadiyan Kadisham and Kisei Chavis Tyrus. I'm dealing with Torah. You said the Dove is even though that technically Torah is done in Ritz Kippel, but since the said the Dove is a Dove, even the Kisei, that's not considered a Ritz Kippel, and therefore it's going to be Torah. He already said this in Mishnah Gimel, he said this already. So it's the Mishnah Pani says Iker al Sasefa. If a skin of the tashmish, that's going to be tummy. Nairus, the rash is Nairus, Shemakrimim, who the Alech Chavius are going to be tar. So another Mahalech is talking about that two separate things. Nairus, a cloth which you cover the Kisuchus. Tavis is a Nairus, the Chasim Piyasuchus. They send this a cash. Which one of the cloths they cover Tumakus are? Elamai, since the Kisoy is not going to be Mitami. That makes sense. Mashain Kane, if it's talking about Hasavim, what Shatuma does he have? Even as a Kisa, he shouldn't be Tommy. Kriege brings down the Sidi Taira and Kusadi Kutas and says that Naish is based Kibos on Kabotuma, because Kola creates. Maybe he did it, says nice considered from Blade of God's tummy because it's considered a beggar. Some Sifa says it's going to be Torah. It's not a beggar because it's not even Shemesh Levisha. And therefore, that would be said a double over the reason why it's going to be Torah is because it's not a. Cause it's a Kisa. Kisa Lefes is managed to Nakev. He reached a Chidud. It's Tark, it's not made for Kabbalah. Mashenka doesn't have a hole. Gamil Rashkita Tommy Vishu. Besides, say you take his Yerak, you can put the Yerakas inside of it, and therefore it's made the Kabbalah. Like it says, the reason why it's Kabbalah Tumas Nesh, after the Bishu, Hifkalav is a Runki, you put the Yerakas, which get attached during the Bishu in order to smash them, therefore it's the Kabbalah. The Rav and the Rambam don't pass like anyone. The Rambam, the Chiddush, there's no machlekes, and each one's saying different shemesh of the kli. Why it's going in the place which is used? Why it's going to be considered a kabbalat tumah? First, someone's saying maybe it is machlekes, and the camel's rikas and kisay is not a machshava to be a kabbalah because it doesn't really need a base kibbal. Mashal the cycles that the sinim may rakas and did a kisay because the mind just goes out. The machlekes is what's the shear of the hole, which is matay the kisei. According to the Kama, that's hayirakis. It's like leos in the mashkin, kainish mashka. According to those in sodik, it's yusik yirakis. It's going to be dafka mitzvah zeis.